Hi, you're listening to Petri.com's MJF Chat Show. I am Mary Jo Foley, aka your Petri.com community magnet, and I am here to interview tech industry experts about various topics that you, our readers and listeners, want to know about. Today's chat is going to be all about Microsoft Loop and how it will figure in the collaboration space. My special guest for this chat is Loop Principal Product Manager, Lead, Dan Costanero. That was a long title. Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for doing this chat today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mary Jo. And thanks for our interest in our product.
I am super interested in this. Even if none of our readers or listeners are, I am. So I am excited to do this chat. Actually, I've been covering this technology since, I think, the first time Microsoft publicly introduced Fluid Framework in 2019. Great. And when I heard the introduction of this, I was like, oh, I think this is going to be huge. I've had trouble over the ensuing time kind of getting my arms around it. I feel like what my understanding was keeps changing. So I feel like when I first heard about Fluid Framework, it was two things. It was the idea of speeding up co-authoring to make it really fast. And then because of that, you'll have the ability to embed components that use the co-authoring elements in various ways into apps and services. But that's my kind of simple understanding. I want to hear your pitch. If you have to do an elevator pitch for Fluid Framework and Loop, what would you tell somebody who said, what are these things and why are they going to be big in the collaboration space?
A great question, and I get it a lot too, because we did talk a lot about Fluid Framework, and now we've introduced this new word, Loop. And so let me start by saying they're two different things. Okay. But we're putting them together to build something. And so the first is Fluid Framework, which is an open source JavaScript data library. It makes it really easy for you to develop real-time collaborative applications, and that's what we talked about at Build in 2019, and we showed you some of the things that we were building on it. One of the things we love about it is it's a technology that's capable of delivering co-authoring or collaboration on stuff at like video game speeds. So it feels like you're directly manipulating the stuff. So there's no lag, the 2 or the 20 or the 100 people that are working on it, double digit millisecond latencies. It's really fast. And we couldn't have built Microsoft Loop without this foundation. But as you saw at Ignite, we're introducing a new thing called Microsoft Loop. And we think that's the shared place where people can come together to create, think, and work together. Let me break that down just a second. There's a whole spectrum. Sorry, I just heard the elevator ding. So that's what I would get out of the elevator pitch. Now, if you're like, what's that Loop thing? And we're walking to the conference room on the same floor. It would be, there's a whole space in work between, hey, I think we should get this thing done. I'm thinking about it. And hooray, it's finished, right? And you know, that's a bunch of stuff. It's coming up with your goals. It's defining what you want to accomplish. You have to identify and ideate together, brainstorm, solve these problems, then track like who's doing it. Is it getting done? Is it done yet? How do we stay connected and stay in sync? Maybe this podcast is a good example for you. You probably had to do some prep work with your team, maybe the folks at Petri, like who are the guests? Who's that Dan guy? What are we talking about? What are we going to cover? And you do this, you're jumping across all kinds of apps. Like you've got stuff stored in a bunch of different places. Maybe you want to pull up some press articles from Ignite, some decks, maybe some scripts you've used in the past and pull that all together to plan. And Loop is aiming to solve that problem, that flow when you're pulling things together. We want to create a space where people can grow and evolve. The work that they're doing, especially with remote and hybrid work, making this really challenging to have that space. And so that's what we're building with Loop. How do you make progress on this? How do you track it? How do you keep everyone in sync? How do you build on each other's ideas? Like, what's the virtual high five that you get to just do in the office, but you can't because you're stuck behind technology? And Loop, we want to unlock that stuff.
Okay, great. So some people already are out in the field playing around with this, right? There are customers and IT admins who already have access to Loop. So what are you hearing as kind of early feedback from these people? What are they asking you?
Yes, so we've got a ton of positive feedback about the user experience. People love the in-place collaborative nature of the Loop components that we've built. And that's what we've started releasing inside Microsoft Teams chat. You can just put a Loop component directly into the chat. The question that I hear from IT admins all the time is, what is this thing? How do I control or think about it? What's its compliance story? Like, there's a bunch of questions. As an IT pro, you have a lot of pressure to solve a lot of complex problems and enable people to do their business and do their work in a really seamless way. And the thing that I say next usually disarms everybody, which is, it's just a file in SharePoint. And they're like, oh, I know how that works. Like, I know how global compliance works. I know how e-discovery works. I know how the search stuff works. I know how all the tags work. I know how the compliance tags work. And oh, thank you for making it a file. This is really awesome. So I just, as many times as I can say that, and thank you for asking that question. That helps.
Oh, sure. So are live components and loop components the same thing? Because I've seen both those terms used interchangeably. And who's supposed to build these and who's supposed to maintain and update these?
That's a great question too. So live component was the name we had in the product in the beta before we got the word loop out. And we wanted loop to be an all at once moment, so we didn't sneak it out early. So you might hear me use them interchangeably, but the real word is loop component. That's the correct word. That's what it'll be in the product. Okay. And the short answer is everyone can build these. Microsoft is building them right now. Their goal, the reason that we build them, is because we want to reduce the number of times you have to jump across apps. That's what the loop brand means in this sense, is it's portable, right? Like, I can have a loop component inside a Teams chat. I can have it inside another Teams chat. And the same thing is there. People are working on it in both places. We're building a bunch of those right now. We've announced a few, like a voting table. You've got just a standard table. You can put a list, a checklist in there. And we find the utility of those being collaborative directly in the chat experience is awesome. And then on the developer side, like you asked, who's building these? We also want to give all developers the ability to create loop components. We want them to be able to deliver the same live, actionable content to all the places that customers are currently working and collaborating, like Teams, like Outlook, or Office documents. And we'll share more about all of those details soon.
Okay. Next up, we have a question from one of our listeners, Brian Mora, who asked on Twitter, will Microsoft Loop and Fluid Framework be limited to Microsoft Office 365 business subscribers? Or will they also be able to use them if they're individual Microsoft Office subscribers? And then I'm interested myself in, could even consumers use this at some point?
Great, yes. So the vision is we want Loop to be used by everyone, anyone who's working together with other people. We want them to do the same things. We want to enable them to think, plan, and create together, whether that's, you know, for their work, if they're in a small business, in their personal lives, if you're in an enterprise, all of those. Mm-hmm. Loop components are in Teams chat. Those are available to about half of the M365 enterprise customers today. And additional components, which I mentioned before, we've previously announced, those will be coming to Outlook, Teams, and OneNote. Start rolling out in the next year. And we'll share more about the availability of Microsoft Loop in the app in upcoming months.
Okay, great. I want to talk more about that standalone Loop app because I kind of felt like that came out of nowhere, right? Like when you guys talked about the original Fluid Framework, I didn't think there was going to be a standalone app, but maybe I just didn't understand the plan. So I'm curious, when did this idea of having a standalone app come about and why? Because Microsoft already has so much in terms of collaboration methods and capabilities and apps. Why do you need one more collaboration app?
That's a great Genesis question. so we've found like pretty much in our day-to-day, there's this gap between, I think I mentioned this earlier, like the early ideation and the finished product. And remote and hybrid work, to say this nicely, has provided lots of opportunity for us to innovate in that gap.
Indeed.
Between like starting and finishing your work, between the explosion of the meetings, the number of apps that you're using, there's all these ecosystems you work across, there's all these tools. And our original vision for Fluid Framework, you'll probably remember this from Build Mary, was to build, was basically to break down the barriers between those different apps. That was a phrase we used for a while. And we're innovating on that phrasing. Loop is the culmination of that vision. With Loop components, you can decompose any part of your work and take it to where you need it. And with Loop workspaces, you can take any of those pieces and reassemble them together into a single project space. And so we've noticed that when people are trying to do this in between work, none of the tools that are out there today give them both of those capabilities in a way that enables them to work together as a team. And so that's why we positioned it as something, as the Loop app.
And so people can come at it from either of those two perspectives or both if they want to do it both
exactly.
ways, right?
Okay. Exactly.
I have a cultural question for you. I didn't really think about this until I read something on practical365.com. We have a friend over there, Tony Redmond, and he wrote recently about the idea of loop and loop components possibly being or becoming a big cultural stumbling block because, you know, workers have all these habits embedded about how they work and what their processes are. And he noted that because this is very different in terms of how you would use loop components and or loop the app, it might be hard for them to break out of their established patterns and start doing this. I'm curious kind of how you guys are thinking about that and what you thought about that when you were developing the vision for loop and fluid framework.
That's such a great product question. Cause like, I think of, you know, even my mother, she's not excited about new technology unless I show her directly what it's going to enable for her. And she can see the tangible benefits. Right. And so that's really been our primary goal here is we're not building something new because we think something new needs to be there. We're building something in place that enables you to do something in a new way. And so like with any tech, there's a bit of a learning curve, but if we're doing our jobs really well, it's just gonna show up right where you need it. It's gonna be there in context. And that's how we talk about this on our team. And that's how we talk about it from a product perspective. And the thing is we've designed it to fit seamlessly into your workflow. So it shouldn't take a massive adjustment. Like imagine you're in a chat or a channel or a meeting or an email. Instead of doing the thing that you don't like doing, where you go back and forth with a bunch of different replies to the same content, but you wish it was assembled in a document, but you don't want to send the link to the document because people yep. won't click it. Mm-hmm. Instead, imagine you could click a button that says, hey, let's work in this little box right here. And then anything that you needed to be presented to everybody, it's just right there in the flow of the message. People can just click in type and add their comment or add their status update. And it's just right there, just in place. So we're trying to design things that are just directly in the flow of your work so that it feels like a new thing you wanted, not a new thing you had to learn.
Right. The way you're describing this feels to me a lot like Whiteboard. And I have to say, when I saw you guys demo this, I'm like, are they demoing like the next version of Whiteboard or what are they showing me? Right.
Yes.
I mean, what's the relationship to Whiteboard between Whiteboard and the Loop app?
That's also a great question. We think that Loop, the vision of having pieces and then assembling those pieces is the primary aspect. But we could imagine Whiteboard might want to have a loop component, or we could imagine other parts of the Microsoft ecosystem might want to have loop components. And so if you think about how do I put the small together in the directly in the place that I need it, and how do I assemble those small pieces into larger places where I can work with them, there's different reasons you would reach for different products. And there isn't yet today one place where everybody comes together to work, to pull that stuff together, to move that project forward, to track all of their status. Some people might use Whiteboard, some people might use OneNote, some people might use Word. All of those are great products, but we think Loop, the vision, enables you to do those at a grander scale than you've ever imagined before. And it's hard for me to articulate that until we start experiencing it, because we do think we're building something transformative. We do think we're enabling people to work and think together in a new way.
So it's almost like these components are individual building blocks that people can kind of click together and create something that they want. And it might not look like an app that exists at all today, right?
Right, but it also could, because if
could.
There's no yeah. familiarity in that experience, then it's also hard to use, right? So if you're
right.
familiar with how a table works, we don't want to build a different table.
Right.
We want to build the one that you are familiar with.
Got it.
Jared Spataro calls these, or he did at one point, atoms of productivity. And we love thinking about them like that, because then you can assemble them into the molecules you need. Sorry, I'm geeking out a little on biology, but
no, that helps. I love those kind of metaphors, because sometimes you're like, I just can't get my head around this. And then you hear one and it just clicks, right? So,
yeah.
All right. So I think some people were confused about this at Ignite. I think some people thought Loop replaces Fluid Framework, but it doesn't, right? Fluid Framework sure. continues on. And I'm kind of curious, where does it go from here? What's next for the Fluid Framework?
This also very exciting, our team is working on. As you know, we've already open sourced the Fluid Framework.
Right.
And we've been inspired by what the community's been doing in this space, from VR-powered collab experiences to being able to update hundreds of document snippets all at once. We've already seen people working on this. And a few weeks ago, we also announced a public preview of the Azure Fluid Relay, which is a new Azure service that you can leverage to deploy and power the experience of Fluid Framework-enabled apps that you build on top of a Fluid Framework. We're just getting started. We've got a community, customers, developers, partners, all working together. We're excited to build a new generation of experiences, not just for Microsoft, but everybody, that are built for the modern hybrid work era.
Now, I have a bunch of connection questions for you, because I'm thinking in my head, okay, how do some of these other things kind of integrate with or don't when it comes to Loop and Fluid Framework? So I'm wondering, is there any kind of connection between Loop and Fluid and Power Apps or Visual Studio? Like, what's the link, if any, there?
Those are also great questions. Things we talk about, it certainly would be very compelling. I have nothing to share today.
Okay.
However, I will say that low code and no code is an exciting space. We think that empowers the average person, and it's easy to see that as a natural productivity multiplier if you think about Loop workspaces, pages, components, and any of the things that you mentioned.
Right. Because if you really want it to be something that any developer could build, you kind of need the low code part, right?
We agree.
I would think. What about Microsoft Graph? Like, does that fit into this somehow?
I'd say the same thing to that one. You know, we have nothing to share today, but I'll let you draw conclusions.
Okay, cool. All right, so this is kind of my big picture question that I touched on a little bit earlier, but could there ever be a day when apps that, like we know them today, are simply a collection of Fluid components or Loop components, kind of loosely joined, not like monoliths like they are today? Like, is that the future of apps? I know that's a huge question, but I mean, is that kind of the big picture thinking here?
That's funny. It's a good futurist lunch conversation. You know, it's impossible to say for sure. I think there's always a time and a place for individual apps, which are experiences that you become very familiar with. But I think the key and the reason why we think Loop is so interesting is about the interoperability and the integration across those work streams. Especially when it comes to collaboration or working with other people. And we think that tools like Loop and frameworks like the Fluid Framework are going to be instrumental in enabling that transition or that multiplication or that diversity that we're all excited to see.
Great. All right. Well, we are out of time, but I am excited about this. And thank you so much for explaining all of these concepts and technologies. This helped a lot. I appreciate
it. Awesome. Yep. And thank you.
Yeah, thanks. For everyone else who's listening to this right now or reading a transcript of this chat, I'll be posting soon who my next guest is going to be. And once you see that, you can submit questions directly on Twitter using the MJFChat hashtag. In the meantime, if you know of anyone else or even yourself who might make a good guest for one of these chats, please don't hesitate to drop me a note. Thank you very much.